Hello, hi, this is the wood artist.
Speaking, how may I help you?
Hi, this is Jose with Cabinet Hub Director. Am I speaking to the person that's in charge of cabinets, or sir?
Speaking, how may I help you, sir?
Yeah, so I was wondering if I can give you some information which is on regards on cost of savings and efficiency in that cabinet sourcing area. I was wondering if you were interested in knowing more about it.
What kind of product do you offer? You offer product or assistance?
We offer a product. We own a manufacturing company and a distribution company, which is based out of Florida. The product that we offer is 100% solid maple wood faces, and they are constructed with half-inch solid plywood boxes. Our doors are at 3/4 inch, and our shelvings as well.
Okay. Well, let me tell. What's your name again?
My name is Jose.
Jose. We also, we build everything here, and we do very, very custom requests. I tried to use doors from Amish company before and boxes from another company, and it doesn't work because I rarely use filler, so my cabinet is like, instead of 12 inch or 15 inches, we do 13 and 3/8. So, of course, it's a cascade effect. So the drawers change, the drawer box change. So when you try to order that, some website don't even allow you to do the measurements we do it. Some cabinets we do let's say, for example, 15 and 3/16, you know, to fit the size. In our production or business, it's not big. We do every like 3 or 4 kitchens a month, 4, 5, depends the process. We do a lot of painting and also custom build-ups, and do the painting and custom build-up together, and sometimes just the build-up, and sometimes just the painting. So it's really hard for me also try to explain, oh, we need a box that's this size, you know. And the other thing is color. It's crazy the location we are. Like, people are so picky from one shade to another that they drive you crazy, you know. So that's my position. So you are very, I found a niche that it's hard to get in there, and we got there. I don't compete with Lowe's, no Home Depot, or any other company that's around here, you know. Other company here, the one he think is my competitor, he sells a lot of thermal foil. We don't use thermal foil. I don't like thermal foil, you know. And we also use 3/4 plywood pre-finish from our boxes, and full half inch back. We do use poplar for the boxes. I don't do tongue and group. I don't do dovetail. I do the miter lock system, and it looks good. So we build everything. Could use a company like you guys or any other company to make my production monthly headache, because the other thing is, if I messed up a number or anyone in your company messed up a number, we got to go back again. And then, again, the customer here is a retired community. They are pain in the ass, you know.
Yeah, they're
where are you guys located at?
They want everything get it done, and they don't want to hear no excuses or none of that good stuff.
Yeah.
Of course, we are located in Gibsonton, Florida, which is right around the Tampa area. But you did mention that you don't use dovetail for custom boxes, and that's one thing that we do use. So, it sounds like you are very custom, and which it's amazing, you know, because not a lot of people are able to do that quality work. So I think that, to be honest with you, if you're gonna change, what you already have accomplished, then there's really no benefit here for you and I. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah. And I appreciate you understanding, you know. That's one reason I'm talking to you, because I do receive a lot of calls every day for all kinds of stuff, for health insurance, for money, if I want more money for the business, all that kind of stuff, and I just don't talk to anybody. Right. Because we are on the same level, and respectful area. That's why I'm talking with you nicely. Sometimes I'm not so nice like that.
Right.
Because it's very annoying. But I wish I could use you guys. And we are not too far because I am close to Ocala. We're like probably hour and a half way apart. That would be very benefit for both. You know,
maybe just keep the number, keep the our information, and maybe one day you say, hey, maybe I can use them. It's not like I said, it's not a. The point is that I don't want to hear and come and take over. It was just me wanting to be part of your team, but you've explained yourself very well. So it's the last thing I want to do is waste your time because your time is very valuable, and. I really appreciate it,
Jose. Really appreciate it. Where are you from, Jose?
I am from Texas, sir.
Oh, I thought you was Spanish.
Oh, well, my family is, yes. My heritage is from El Salvador.
Oh, nice. I'm from Brazil, and we've been here for several years. All right, Jose, I will keep your number here. If we need anything or to change anything that we can use you guys, because you guys close here and being in the same stuff we do, then I will get in contact with you.
Sure. Well, I appreciate it. You do have my number on your caller ID, right?
Right, I do. I do have.
Well, just keep it there.
I'm confirming here.
If it works for you.
Okay. All right, buddy. Thank you so much. Good luck to you guys.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for your time. You have a good day. Goodbye.
You too. Bye-bye.